Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
And welcome back to another edition of Issues in Education. Mondays during the Noon Report, we spotlight the weighty issues in the news as they pertain to our public schooling families with a good Dr. Ralph Kerr at the Teaching and Learning Institute. Ralph, hard to believe, New Year's Eve is tomorrow. What a year it has been in education. So many issues we've talked about. And welcome back. I hope you had a great Christmas. Ralph, welcome back to the program.
Thank you very much. I did have a great Christmas. Nice to be with family.
Okay. Well, hey, there was a great article in Education Week recently that kind of spotlighted 12 critical issues facing education in 2020. What are your thoughts about the state of public education and what the most pressing concerns are for our school children in New York and Pennsylvania?
Well, it is an interesting article, but you know, there's also some real bias in the article, and I've chosen four that I wanted to just mention quickly. One is the concern about literacy, that students are not reading with proficiency. And obviously, if that's happening, then they don't have the opportunity to reach their full potential. And if you can't read, there's an awful lot of things that you can't do. So I think that's going to be a continuing issue for education. The second thing is, in terms of politics, we're going to be facing a national election, and it'll be interesting to see the promises that are made, and then after a while, the promises kept. One of the items, though, that really concerned me was the reference to the perception of teachers. The article said that there's been a lot of people recently that have said that teachers have chosen teaching because they couldn't do anything else.
Huh.
I really take offense to that because I don't believe that's true at all. For one thing, the educational requirements for a teacher are much improved over what they were, and you don't think about becoming a teacher and doing all that academic preparation because you can't do anything else.
Yeah.
I believe that teachers are educated, hardworking professionals who are trying to help meet the academic and social emotional needs of their students, and that's not easy.
Yeah.
For teachers. And then finally, I would just make a challenge. One of the things that's mentioned is vaping, and that it's a major health crisis. And I would just put a word of caution out to our listeners to say, you know, our initial reaction as parents to that is going to be, well, you know, my kids wouldn't be involved in that. But this is a major issue, and I would encourage parents to just be aware of the behavior of their children and be watching and listening for signs that, in fact, their child might be involved in vaping because it's very, very predominant right now.
Yeah, I see about 20 kids involved in vaping every morning when I drop my daughter off at school. So
Absolutely. It's
everywhere, not just the big cities. It's in the small towns. It's everywhere. Well, let's
right.
keep talking about the critical issues ahead. And as it pertains to New York and Pennsylvania, this multi-billion-dollar budget deficit that New York is facing, this is going to be a huge albatross around our schools next year. They're going to be forced, like cities like Rochester, New York, just recently, painful cuts may be coming with this. And then you've got the school choice debate in Pennsylvania. How do you see those two issues playing out in 2020?
Well, let's talk about school choice first in Pennsylvania. Certainly, I've never been afraid of school choice. Whenever that came up when I was a practicing superintendent, that was a challenge for me in a positive sense, because I think that if public schools are doing a good job and they're working hard to help kids have academic success, shouldn't be concerned about school choice whatsoever. I welcome that, actually. Mm-hmm. And as far as the budget's concerned in New York, you're right. This is going to be the last issue in the budget that'll be decided. And I've already heard rumblings that basic aid, which is called foundation aid, is going to be under attack. And if that's the case, there's going to be some sweaty nights.
Yeah.
For superintendents and boards of education trying to balance their budget.
I tell you what, they're going to learn the art of fiscal belt tightening big time next year.
I hope they do, actually.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how the governor addresses that in his State of the State speech coming up in just a few days, actually. So,
right.
Ralph, the kids had 2 weeks off from school. and they're in the second week of that, a lot of them. A lot of parents are pulling their hair out right now. What in the world are we going to do with these kids? We got another week, a whole another week of this. Most Christmas breaks aren't this long, but this year, just the way it falls on the calendar, a two-week break. Wow. How do we keep those minds from turning to mush, Ralph?
Well, first of all, when I heard there was a two-week break, I said, you know, the Lord does answer prayer,
yeah,
and that is that my kids are not at home anymore, and I don't have to worry about this.
I'm sure they're thanking you for that.
Yeah. But a couple things that came to mind. One is to be sure to limit the time that kids are spending on their, you know, computer games and watching TV. There are lots of activities that families can engage in, and sometimes parents are also off more time over this break. So, you know, I have some biases here. Attend a hockey game, which I happen to love. Visit the library. And the last thing I thought of was, what about the Christmas gifts that you received? How about taking some time to, in some cases, play with those, and others, learn, read the instructions and learn how they operate, and then demonstrate for members of the family what the gifts can do. Those are all things that may be helpful in what can be a really hectic time of year when parents are trying to figure out, what are we going to do with these kids today?
Yeah, and if all else fails, a good sled ride is never a bad option. Get outside, enjoy the great outdoors. All right. Well, Ralph, happy new year to you, sir. And if folks have questions about the great work you do at TLI, where can they find you online?
Thank you, Bob. Happy new year to all of our listeners. You can simply go to yrun.org. And if you have any trouble getting to that, go to teachingandlearninginstitute.com.